The most impactful thing my therapist ever said to me. Content note, discussion of pregnancy loss. In 2018, my oldest son was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Navigating the physical supports and schedule changes needed was an incredibly difficult time. But a challenge that I hadn't expected was the guilt and shame I would feel around his diagnosis. Before I became pregnant with him, I experienced a second trimester miscarriage at 4.5 months pregnant. I was induced and gave birth to my son, Zenon, on April 11th, 2014. Losing him and experiencing that grief was like nothing I had ever been through before. I had not known a heartbreak that big, and it knocked me off my feet. 4 months after losing Zenon, I got pregnant with my oldest son. As I've shared in previous blogs, during that pregnancy, I developed severe antenatal depression and anxiety in my third trimester. I had to stop working, I wasn't really eating or sleeping, and it was one of the shittiest periods of my life. You can read more about my experience with PMADS here. It wasn't until I started medication, therapy, and my son arrived safely that my anxiety and depression began to lift. I was also able to process and understand how my antenatal depression and anxiety were very much linked to the loss of Zenon. Fast forward to 2018, my oldest is 3 and he is diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. As a birth worker and doula, I know the correlation between stress in pregnancy and chronic health issues in infants and children. So in addition to trying to support him and navigating this huge transition, I was also racked with guilt and shame. I felt like his diagnosis was my fault. Even though I know that correlation does not mean causation, I still couldn't help but feel that this was something I did to him. If I hadn't been so stressed in my pregnancy, then this wouldn't have happened. If I had taken better care of my mental health or just learned to regulate my emotions better, then I could have prevented this from happening. Of course, I will never know if any of that is true, but it's where my thoughts took me. When I told my therapist how I was feeling, I anticipated her response would be something to the effect of, "You can't think like that," or "It wasn't your fault, don't worry." But what she said was surprisingly simple and impactful. She said, "Of course you were depressed and anxious, your baby died." Rather than trying to talk me out of how I was feeling, she gave me permission to lean into those feelings. She didn't minimize them or try to help me rationalize them. In that moment, I felt so seen, so supported, and so understood. Instead of blame and shame, I felt myself breathe into that sadness and give myself the level of compassion I would give to someone else. I didn't feel like a bad mom who was responsible for her son's diagnosis. I felt like a human whose heart was broken and whose emotions were in alignment with that grief. This thoughtful reframing has helped not only me personally, but also people close to me. This way of thinking applies to so many people's experiences. A friend of mine lost someone close to her when she was pregnant with her oldest child. Now her child is 5 and has been diagnosed with a neurodevelopmental disorder. My friend shared with me her shame and fear around her deep depression during her pregnancy, as well as her child's diagnosis. I reminded her that she was sad for a reason and she was doing the best while navigating the worst loss of her life. She has shared with me since that this is a sentiment that she reminds herself of often, that it provides her comfort and calm to her heart when it feels heavy. What I think makes this insight feel so impactful is that it cuts through so much of the noise and thoughts surrounding difficult experiences, and it brings back to our humanness. It allows us grace, empathy, and understanding of ourselves and what we've been through. It can also help us focus less on shame and blame and connect more comfortably to the reasons for our feelings.